Numbers 36, verses 10 to 12. Zelophehad's daughters again. This is part 3. Here we come to obedience. Numbers 36, verses 10 to 12. You remember the problem has been raised by the tribe of Manasseh. What happens if Zelophehad's daughters, or any daughters for that matter, who inherit the land from their father, what happens if they marry but marry outside the tribe? Then that land will move away from the original tribe and be lost. And soon all Israel will be in a muddle. We won't know whose land is which, and there won't be any distinction in the tribes and so on. The possessions will be all muddled up. God has been pleased that the children of Manasseh have raised this problem. It's come to Moses. Moses has obviously gone to God, although we're not told that, and he's brought the solution back. And the word of God is that these daughters can marry, of course, but they must marry within their own tribe. So the land stays within the tribe. And then we read this. We come into verses 10 to 12. So Zelophehad's daughters did as the Lord commanded Moses. Zelophehad's daughters, and they're named, married their cousins on their father's side. They married within the clans of the descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in their father's clan and tribe. Numbers 36, verses 10 to 12. How simple, how matter of fact, how ordinary is this? So Zelophehad's daughters did as the Lord commanded Moses. It's just simple. It's just matter of fact. But how wonderful. Here is obedience. Here is explicit and implicit obedience. Here are people who hear the word of God and they don't kick at it, they don't rebel against it, they don't say, oh, well, I want to do this and I want to do that and whatever it is. No. It's lovely, it's simple, it's immediate and it's long term. This is a settled principle. God has said it, there's no quarreling with it, as God has said so. So then, they did as the Lord commanded Moses. What a tremendous principle. It was all done so simply, so straightforwardly. Oh, that it was always so. Oh, that it was my response. Whatever God says, that is the end of the matter. No kicking, no quarreling, no rebelling. Oh, no flesh coming up, but simple, straightforward obedience to God. God's word is paramount. Do you remember what Mary said at the wedding at Cana? Whatever he, Jesus, says to you, do it. That's tremendous counsel, isn't it? Whatever he says, do it. You remember his own words in John 13. If you know these things, if you know this is what God is saying, if you know this is the right way, if you know this is the word of God, blessed, truly happy indeed are you if you do them. Oh yeah, we're very good at arguing about things, discussing, talking about it, writing about it, preaching about it, but it's the doing of the thing, isn't it? Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. James chapter 1 and James chapter 2. Let's be doers of the word, brother and sister. Unbeliever, same for you. You may know there's a city of refuge. Remember we've looked at that? You may know that Christ can save sinners. You may know that trust in him brings union to him and everlasting salvation. You may know all these things, but unless you actually flee to the city of refuge, unless you come to Christ, unless you trust him, unless you repent and turn to Christ, you will never be saved. But the moment you do, you will be saved. Now you may know this. You may sing hymns about it. You may talk about it. You may repeat it as a catechism, but are you trusting Christ? And I say the same to myself. Let's heed these things. Let's act upon them. Let's do them. Joseph Hart again. He puts things so quaintly, but he hits the nail on the head here. Listen to him. Say, Christian, believer, wouldst thou thrive in knowledge of thy Lord? I might say, unbeliever, would you be saved? Then listen, against no scripture ever strive, but tremble at his word. And only tremble. Do it. Revere the sacred page. To injure any part, betrays with blind and feeble rage a hard and haughty heart. If aught there dark appear, bewail thy want of sight. No imperfection can be there, for all God's words are right. The Scriptures and the Lord bear one tremendous name. The written and the incarnate word in all things are the same. And I would add another verse to the effect that it's not only the knowing of the word, it's not only the talking about the word, it's not only the familiarity with the word, it's the doing of it, the doing of it. Oh, may God give us grace to copy these daughters of Zelophehad. May we learn from them. Look at it again. Let me just read it to you. So these daughters did as the Lord commanded. May those words be said of me. They can be written on a gravestone. This man did as the Lord commanded him. What a testimony. May it be so for us all, my brothers and sisters in Christ and unbeliever. Don't go on delaying. Do as the Lord commanded. Repent and believe and receive Christ now.